is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Well, hello there and happy Monday. I hope that it is as beautiful where you are as it is where I am right now. I'm sitting here looking at my hummingbird feeders, which I just reloaded because these little guys are such pigs in the wintertime, but I think they just need to beef up because it's chilly at night here in Southern California. Hey, my guest today is, I'm so excited to talk to her. Her name is Bev Barnes. She is a soul's calling mentor. All right, let that sink in. A soul's calling mentor, a master life coach, and an expert facilitator and teacher. And I am super excited to have her here today. Her website is soulscallingacademy.com. Just in case while you're listening, you're like, I need to know more about this woman. You can go right to the website, soulscallingacademy.com. Welcome to the show, Bev Barnes.
Thank you. Thanks. It's really great to be here, Jane.
I am so happy to finally speak with you. We're friends, you know, we're friends through another mutual friend connected us. And my friend Nancy's like, Jane, you've got to talk to Bev. She is unbelievable. She's such a bright, shiny light. And if you know anything about me, I'm all about finding people that are shining their light. So welcome to the show today. I have to ask you right off the bat, Bev, what is a soul's calling mentor?
Love that question. Well, okay, so a soul's calling mentor is somebody, which is me, who helps people to hear, listen to their soul's calling. So you have like the verb, your soul is always calling you, really with emotions, with angst, a lot of times with a yearning, and sometimes with joy and happiness. So your soul is calling you and wanting you to move towards the life you came here to live. So what I do is I actually help people to find that voice and to discover what they're here to do. Because I think that we all came here for something, especially at this time now in the world, that those of us who have this sort of yearning really came here for this time to bring our gifts to light and to life in the world. So I help those people do that.
That's so cool. Now, how would people find you? I mean, you have soulscallingacademy.com, which is your website, but do you seek, I mean, or do you just find that those people that need you, that are like, have that yearning inside, just find you?
I find that they just find me. And one of the things I also do is I teach and train life coaches.
Okay.
Yeah. So I teach and train life coaches and for Martha Beck.
And she's amazing.
She really is. And so I'm one of the master coach trainers. There's around 10 of us. And so I meet people who are really looking to find their way. And so they go through life coach training, and once they've completed it, they're sort of still in that spot, like not really knowing how to use what they've learned and how to really bring it to life. So I find a lot of people that way.
Okay. And for those of you that are listening that are like, oh, Martha Beck, I know that name. Martha is, oh my gosh, talk about a light. She's sort of like a hummingbird of a human being. And that's my, I love hummingbirds so much. But she is a phenomenal author, but also she's like, good pals with Oprah. Oprah has Martha featured in her magazine all the time. Martha's just everywhere and just a lovely human being, or appears to be. So that's pretty amazing that you are a master coach trainer for Martha Beck. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big honor. Now, did you have to go through training with Martha to get to that level?
I did. I went through training, and I started doing this work like quite a while ago, but I did the same thing. So, you know, what I find is people really end up doing the things that they needed the most in their lives. So I actually started out as a person who was doing everything that I thought I was supposed to be doing, you know, went to school, got a job, started working for the government. My parents are really from Jamaica. So it was really the whole idea was stability and keep your head down and sit in. So I did all those things.
Wow.
Had a job, Okay. Realized I was miserable. And I thought, what's going on? How come? What's wrong with me? That's what most people do. What's wrong with me? and so I started this process of discovery, really, for myself, which was like 25 years ago, before there were tons of books on, you know, how to do this and what to do. But I started this process of discovery and then moved into realizing, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just not expressing something within me. And I actually am kind of intuitive and I like to help people make sense of their lives. And I've always thought about purpose. So that's how I started actually doing this work and working, you know, taking life coach training many years later just helped me to find a tribe of people who were really feeling the same way.
Yeah, that is a big buzzword, and I find it very comforting, actually, because when you do get to that point where you start recognizing like-minded, not that you're looking for someone to agree with everything in your life, but just really someone to meet you on a level where you can strip down and talk to them about what's most important. You know, like I'm all about talking with, you know, connecting with people on that level. I love that. I love those topics. So this is cool. This is very cool. My guest today is Bev Barnes, and she is a soul's calling mentor and a master life coach. I want to talk about the master life coach part of it. That's interesting to me because I think that, you know, it's went through a lot of different forms. And some people, like, for a while, it was a big buzz thing back in, I swear it was like a big thing in the 80s and 90s. It seemed like everybody was going through some kind of training to be a life coach. And then it fizzled out. And now it's made quite a resurgence. But I don't feel like it's always called life coaching.
Right.
I feel like, yeah. So it's, let's talk about that and how important it is, because I think we all need a coach, don't you?
I really do. I think it's this whole idea that, you know, a lot of the ways that people look for help is when something's wrong. So something's wrong, then you go to try to find and fix it. And we look at things that are really built around kind of the medical model. But life coaching is different. It's really finding what's right and moving forward with that. But in life coaching, we always, at least in the way that I do it, is that we're also looking for what is holding people back to move towards the life that they really want. And so we don't get taught any of this stuff in school. It's not what we learn in school. So there's a whole bunch of skills that people need that they don't have when they start life, which is, you know, at any point in their life.
And you can teach these skills. You can actually listen to someone that maybe is feeling stuck, or they're just feeling like they're not living their true purpose, and they come to you. And so kind of take me through a process of what you would do.
All right. So I put together this process. It's kind of like a roadmap. I call it the soul's calling roadmap. And so what happens is people move into this process of something's wrong with their lives when things start to erupt. The way I see it is like a volcano. Visually, there's a volcano that erupts in your life. And, you know, when I was at that point, the volcano that erupted in my life was that I was miserable and I thought something was wrong with me. So it could be divorce. It could be any sort of big change in your life. You realize, huh, what's going on? This isn't working. So at that point, when this kind of volcano erupts in your life, I think what most people are taught to do is to cope. You know, it's like, okay, put on your big girl shoes, mm-hmm. cope with it, deal with it. And it's almost like they're waiting to get an award for, I can cope with the most awful situations and I can deal with it. And what I say is, to start this process, you have to stop coping. You have to actually acknowledge that you're miserable. You have to acknowledge that something's not working, that it's not right. And I was taught not to show that things weren't working. So that was a big shift for me. And I think it's a big shift for people who appear to be sort of successful in quotes and doing well in life, to recognize that they're not happy. They are miserable. So they stop coping. That's actually the first step, to recognize and acknowledge and stop coping.
I like
and
that.
Then, yeah. And then we've got to, you know, dare to decide, like you have to decide to do this. It's not something that just shows up because you want it. You have to decide, I have decided I'm going to move towards the life I really want, or I'm going to move towards what my soul is calling me to do, because we have all kinds of reasons not to do it. And we're socialized not to do it. We're socialized to fit, to belong, which it would be great if that's what you really wanted. But so often those roles that we have are because of our gender, because of our nationality, because of our families, and they aren't really what we really desire. Those are the rules that we're following. So this whole process of living the life we really want is not just about discovering what you love and doing it. It's about letting go of all the rules that you've been following that you thought you were supposed to follow, but those are the things that are actually leading you down the wrong path. Does that make sense?
Yes. It makes so much sense that I feel like we are giving the audience a gift today. You are getting an unbelievable soul's calling master coach lesson here today. So I am loving this, Bev. This is really powerful. My guest today is Bev Barnes. She is a soul's calling mentor, master life coach with Martha Beck, expert facilitator, teacher, you name it. She has the credentials. If you'd like to check her out and you're like, wow, I need this. I need what this woman is telling me today. Go to her website. It's soulscallingacademy.com. We're going to take a little break. We're going to talk to or hear from my incredible sponsor, Go Cleanse, who I absolutely love. Such great, healthy, wonderful products that help you feel good. We're going to hear a little commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to talk to Bev more about what's next. And she has some cool things where you can actually join her in these wonderful, I don't know, what do you call them, Bev? They're like,
groups.
What do you call your thing that's coming up in next week?
The Soul Sisterhood.
It's a Soul Sisterhood retreat.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to her about those retreats and a little bit more about what she's got going on. So thanks so much for tuning in to Voices of Vision today. My name is Jane Asher. My guest is Bev Barnes. We'll be back in just a moment, but we're going to hear from Go Cleanse first.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
It's Nancy Newcomer, host of your Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. Go Cleanse. We talk a lot about it here. And the reason why, we are extremely passionate about this program because we've seen the difference it's made in people's lives. It's quite remarkable, story after story. I've been a cleanser for over 3 years, and I actually have a shake almost every single day. And when I don't, it's a very rare occasion, but I don't feel so great. I actually crave it. It has all the nutrients I need to give me that vitality and sense of well-being. Of course, during the holidays, all that goes out the window with the extra cookies and hot toddies, and we start to feel a bit draggy. So let's get ahead of the game and get your questions answered. You can be in touch with a Go Cleanse coach. They can tell you all about the program and get you set up for the new year. Clean out your closets, clean up your health. Go to GoCleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Wow, I am so loving this show today. Bev Barnes is my guest. She is a Soul's Calling mentor, and soulscallingacademy.com is where you can kind of check in with Bev and sort of see if this is something for you. She has some fun things coming up. Bev, tell me about what's happening this next week. I think it's like in a week from now, right?
Yeah, it's in a week from now. So I have the Soul Sisterhood Retreat and Mastermind coming up, which is just so much fun. So what I realized was that a lot of people that are, you know, their heart and soul is really telling them that they want to help people to transform their lives, to teach and lead in some way. Like a lot of people call themselves life coaches, but not necessarily. But they're really trying to help people move in some direction. They don't get the sort of focus on themselves, like what they need to kind of motivate them to get clear, to define what exactly they do, and to stop hiding about it. Because I think that what a lot of people that are sort of realizing that I have something to offer right now, they're people that haven't claimed that. They're sort of hiding in the background. They're the kind of people that say, oh yeah, people have always come to me for help and advice, but who am I to do that?
Right.
All I want to say is, if you have the desire to do that and it sort of it grabs you, you are the person to do that. We need you. The world needs you. So my whole thing is that the world needs people who are guiding, healing, helping, teaching others to transform their lives. So the Soul Sisterhood, we focus on what you do, how you do it, seeing yourself in the eyes of other people, which is like it's a small group. They're small groups of 10. And we do it outside. We're in nature. This retreat coming up, we're at a spa also, and we're going to go snowshoeing at night because it's in the east, this one. But I've also done them in California. And then we meet weekly for 4 months on a video chat to really support people into moving and bringing their work out into the world and claiming who they really are. So that's the Soul Sisterhood.
I love it. Okay, here's a big question for you. You've got this Soul Sisterhood. Do I have to be a life coach or a trained life coach to be part of it? Because I'm sitting here going, sign me up, sister. That sounds like my kind of tribe that I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
So
no,
how does that work?
You don't have to be a trained life coach. For sure, a lot of people that I meet are life coaches or are in training as a life coach, but not necessarily. They are people who, my last group, I had a woman who her old career was a lawyer, and she decided that life coaching was the profession that she wanted to do. And so her training is her life and what she's done in her life. And she came to the retreat to find a tribe and to get going on what she knows she's doing. So you don't have to be a trained life coach. To be in the retreat. You just have to know that I want to help and guide and heal people. And that's what I do.
That's awesome. So you have one of these retreats coming up next week. What about the next one? Are you already planning that? Do you do them quarterly? Do you do them,
I do them twice a year.
Twice a year. Okay.
So I'm planning the next one. The next one should probably be in early September.
And
And I'm not quite sure where yet. But I kind of move the location around. So the next one should be in around September.
That's cool. Is it limited to how many women can participate?
Ten.
Okay. Wow. So that's
enough,
really, Go ahead.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I call it a sisterhood. And so I've had the thought, does this mean that it's only women? Well, women are usually attracted to that sisterhood. But if there's a man who's attracted to the soul sisterhood, you are welcome. Honestly,
you are
welcome. Because it's not that you're a woman. It's that you have this desire to connect, to be seen, to be heard, and to help people to transform.
Well, isn't that nice? I like that, mm-hmm. that it's not just exclusive to women. I mean, that really addresses one of those big things because, you know, men, I think, have, it seems to me like they're, you know, society has been pretty darn hard on them.
Yep.
You know, don't cry, you know, don't show too much affection, be tough, you go make the money, you support the family. You know, it's just been, it's like, what? Why can't they have the same vibe that we have? You know, I mean,
yep.
I meet men that are so tuned in and so intuitive and really mind-blowingly cool all the time. And so yep. I think that it's unfair that society keeps pushing them into this silly old man box.
Exactly.
You know, we have to allow them to grow and to, you know, to serve that part of them. So
yep.
good for you. I'm just thrilled to hear you say that. I'm a big fan of men. So,
yeah.
and I don't believe that they're all, you know, I mean, yes, some are creepy. Well, sure. Well, there are some creepy women too. So it's not a gender thing. I think it's a human being thing.
Yep.
So very cool. Well, my guest is Bev Barnes. Bev, I am loving this. This is so much fun to talk to you about, your master life coaching and you're a facilitator and a teacher. What is your dream? Like, what is your dream for to help move people forward? Like that big picture, gooey, lovely, shiny Bev Barnes dream.
Oh, my dream is, I don't know if it's going to happen in this lifetime, but my dream is that we all do what we're made to do. So it's like this natural, we all have an inner genius. It's not that we're all geniuses, but we all have a genius, something special and essence. And what I really see is us all, the whole education system being geared at helping us to unlock that genius and use it in our lives. And I think that if everybody was doing what they were made to do, I think we're no different than the animals and birds and trees and the specificity of who we are. If we can see that and we could be doing that in our lives, that's how I think this world would work.
I like that. That's a good dream.
Yeah.
I was just, you took me there and I was seeing that. And I love that when education is approached from more about really finding the strengths in these children and celebrating those strengths and then maybe perhaps managing those weaknesses. Because if we celebrate our strengths, then we're really going to be doing what we came here to do.
Yeah.
So that's,
and I also think
that's
that
good.
Doesn't happen often until we are at midlife. And midlife, what I mean by midlife is really 28, 30. It's not, I'm not talking 50. I'm talking at that period of time, we have to sort of experience things and then recognize, oh, this has informed me of that. So there's this thing that happens at that point, you know, late 20s, early 30s, that
right.
I wish we could sort of move into that then.
Okay, so what do you say? We've got a couple minutes here. What do you say to someone that says, okay, Bev, this is great in theory. I love this. It sounds really wonderful and woo-woo and energetic and right on point. But how do I pay my bills? How do I make money following my intuitive guidance?
So we're in the world. We still have to pay bills, right?
Right.
The way I see it is that you start following this path. You don't have to quit your job to start following this path. You start trying to discover what lights you up. And you make, that's why I say this decision. I call it dare to decide. That's the first step. You have to dare to decide to listen to and answer your soul's calling. It's a decision. It's like, and people only get to that decision when the pain of what they're living is too tough. So you got to be at that point. It's like, right. I really can't stand living life this way. I'm going to decide I don't have to quit my job at this moment, but I am going to move towards noticing what's stopping me, what's holding me back, what rules I'm following in my life that don't fit me. And I'm going to start noticing also what lights me up and start to follow only that. I mean, honestly, that's what I did. I didn't quit my job.
Right.
I waited until I really felt like, okay, at a certain point, you do have to take a leap and take a risk.
Right, right. Yeah.
But you can start to discover this process of self-discovery.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I started as a radio DJ back in the day when I was just a kid, and we would call it like flawlessly from one record to the next record was a segue. And I kind of feel like that is a really great for me. Like that makes sense about a shift where you're still, you've got this record and you're still on this groove. But then you start massaging this other record over here, and I'm making record motions with my hands, and then you segue ever so gently into that next groove, and it just feels right. This has been so powerful, and I feel like I need to send you a check, Bev.
No worries. I love talking about this stuff.
This is great. Bev Barnes, she is a Souls Calling mentor and a master life coach with the fabulous Martha Beck. SoulsCallingAcademy.com is where you can connect with her. You can find out about the soul sisterhood that men are involved in. You can find out about, if this resonates with you and you're thinking, people come to me all the time for advice. Why don't I get paid to do this? You can find out through Bev if this is a right fit for you. And I checked your website out, and you actually will talk to people and give them like a free 20-minute kind of coaching session to see if it's a fit, to see if the relationship is right and if this is the right direction for them. So that's a cool thing where it's no harm, no foul. You can at least check it out and get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Bev. I'm really, really happy you joined me today on the show.
Thanks, Jane. It was a total pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. And you've been listening to Voices of Vision. I'll be back next week, I'm sure, with somebody fascinating. I'm not even sure who it's going to be. Oh, yes, I do. Vinnie Mastrocco. And this is a story that will absolutely light you up because he went through such a metamorphosis and big change. And it's a cool, cool story about the guy next door. You're going to love it. Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.